It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Episode 165... Where to save your money.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Mm-mm. Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And today we are talking about where to save your money. This was a request from our Frugal Friends community group on Facebook. So it's kind of expounding a little bit on our frugal banking episode and where we're talking specifically about saving. So we love this topic and we especially love today's sponsor. Give me a drum roll.
The Future of Frugal Summit.
Woo, woo, woo.
We are so super over the moon to announce our first Frugal Living Summit. The first of its kind, and the theme for this year is the future of frugal, because you know we like alliteration.
A little bit.
We believe a frugal lifestyle is a solution to many of the problems we face today, from overspending and overwhelm all the way to climate change. And so we're bringing together 20 speakers over 4 days for this, wait for it,
free.
Our favorite F word, virtual event to help us explore what it looks like to choose frugality enthusiastically, not just as a means to an end. Registrations opens June 25th, but we wanted to announce some of our speakers today because we are so excited about them and we're sure you will be too.
All right. So these are just some of them, but we have Liz Thames of Meet the Frugal Woods.
Sarah Wilson of Budget Girl.
Rich Jones of Paychecks and Balances.
Emily Stokel of the Pre-Loved Podcast.
Andy Hill of Marriage, Kids, and Money.
Allison Baggerly of Inspired Budget.
Nick Loper of The Side Hustle Show.
Christine Platt of The Afro Minimalist.
And many more. And in addition to hearing from our speakers, all attendees are eligible to enter nightly giveaways, including a $500 cash giveaway from our sponsor Cube Money and annual memberships to our brand new accountability and social club, which we will be unveiling at the summit. So if you can't wait to check it out, head to frugallivingsummit.com. Get on the wait list and be the first to know when registration opens next week.
There's just so, like, even hearing this and going through it again with you, there's so much to be excited about. Not only so many different people who are just experts in their own field talking about this, but the potential for participants to win $500 and that it's free is amazing. Like, I don't really understand how we're doing it, but we're doing it. And for those of you who aren't aware, because we got this when we went Facebook Live, like, what is a summit? It is an online, like, conference, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, like, you'll be able to sit in on all of these interviews from the comfort of your own home or cafe or wherever it is that you can get internet. and join this.
Yes. And there will be interaction in a pop-up Facebook group. There will be lives that will be not on Facebook if you don't want to access that. But we will have opportunities for interaction with Jill and I and other attendees. So it will feel really like something in person, but in the comfort of your own home and without having to travel, spend money on travel and take days off of work. And so we are so epically excited about this. And thank you to our sponsor, Cube Money, for the $500 cash giveaway. And excited to reveal more over the coming weeks to you. And that is July 19th through 22nd. So put it on your calendar.
It's on my calendar.
Yes, I know. It's on, better be on your calendar. It's on my calendar. So, all right, now let's get into the episode. If you want to queue up some episodes to listen to after this one, episode 101, Tips for Being More Intentional with Your Finances. We think intentionality is what really breeds being able to save more and increase your savings. So episode 101, really great for that. And then also episode 108, Smart and Frugal Banking, where we talk all about banking and bank accounts. So this one specifically diving into saving. So our first article is from NerdWallet, and it's titled, Are You Saving Money in the Right Place?
Good
So
question.
Are you, Jill?
I'm not. is this such a good... So this episode is a great example of how you are the financial expert and I am the common person's representative.
You're the people expert. I'm the people's person.
So I won't be afraid to ask all the questions for everyone who's like, yeah, I'm not a super pro at this. So I think it's really helpful. It's really excellent. If anybody is like me, this is not the first thing that I think about, right? Of like, where exactly am I putting money and is it in the exact right place? You know, I thought I got debt free and I save money and I don't go into more debt and I have a Roth IRA and like I'm golden, but there's still more to learn. And this actually has prompted some changes that I'm going to make. We'll talk about that in the lightning round. But,
ooh, yeah. Fun. So I like that this one kind of starts out with factors to consider before you start saving. Because sometimes you can just start stashing cash kind of without a plan, or you can start spending it without a plan. So I liked that this one was kind of giving some of the things to start with, like you should check for like access to withdrawals and stuff. What did you think?
Okay. First of all, I thought it was excellent. So actually, second of all, I really found it helpful the way that they delineated between short-term, medium-term, long-term savings. Mm-hmm. I think in my mind, it has been you've got savings and you got retirement. Whereas they broke it down even further to consider what is the best place for your money depending on how you want to use it. I think one of the barriers as far as banking and approaching savings accounts is the fees that can come along with them. Like I would like to kind of have my money in a lot of different places, so to speak. But at the same time, some of my barriers have been, well, if they're going to charge me or I'm going to have a minimum balance, like I'd rather just kind of like keep it pretty simple. And that could be preference. And depending on how you are with money, then that's fine. But it was really helpful to even define, well, what should I be considering for money that I'm going to utilize in about a year? Like that's how they define short term, medium term being longer than a year. And then of course, long term, they even define long term as like 4 or 5 years plus. That's when you want to start approaching it more of like investing than necessarily just saving. And there's some different places you can be putting your money. So that was a helpful parameter guideline for me to delineate between where should it be based on what it's going to be used for, how long it's going to take to get there. So that was big picture helpful for me. Wanted to highlight that.
Yeah, because it's important to have goals that are sooner than retirement. Some people have a goal of saving for a house. Some people want to save for a really big vacation. We are currently saving for rental real estate. So it's those goals can always change, but you should at least have them. Have your 1, 5, and 10-year goals, mm-hmm. and then your retirement goals. Mm-hmm. And you have the prerogative to change them always, but you should at least have them. Mm-hmm. And then these are kind of where to save for those different goals.
Yeah. So for starters, and this is outlined in this article by NerdWallet, they give you some factors to consider when you're thinking about where am I going to put my money. You want to look at what is the access to withdrawals. How often can I withdraw? At what point can I be withdrawing? How easy is it to withdraw? The answer to what you want is then going to depend on some of these other things that we talk about. But you want to know what is the access to withdrawals. What is the interest rate of this bucket that you might put your money into? Is it a good interest rate for the type of account that it is? And then you want to consider length of time. How far away is your goal? Again, that kind of hails back to that overarching piece that we just talked about. And again, they do reference here that if it's longer than 4 to 5 years of a length of time when you then need to access that money, that's when it's worth considering, should I invest this? If I don't need to touch it, or I, you know, this is for something 4 to 5 years down the road, maybe I look more at investing versus just approaching this from a savings mindset. Mm-hmm. But that length of time is important to define.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing between accounts is, besides access, interest rate and I think insure, like the FDIC insurance. Mm-hmm. When you put your money in an FDIC insured account, then you have protection on it. And that's what you need in shorter term settings. But that also means that you don't get the benefit of growth in the market. So you're going to see very low interest, which is fine because really your biggest priority is that you keep the money so that you can use it soon. But then you have, on the other hand, is growth more important, and we want to look long term for that, but you don't get the FDIC insurance. And so that's okay too. Both are good. You just need to know which one do you want at which time. So let's talk a little bit about short term savings. So for here, we have some high-yield savings accounts, money markets, and cash management accounts. So I think at this point, we know what a high-yield savings account is. But just to refresh your memory, these are accounts that are typically offered by online banks because they don't have the overhead a brick-and-mortar bank does. So they can pass on the interest that they make loaning your money out to other people. They pass on some of that interest to you. Not a lot, because these accounts are FDIC insured, but more than 0.01 or 0.05%, which is typical for brick and mortar banks. Right now we're seeing about 0.5%. And so these are relatively new. What you would see before high yield savings accounts were money market accounts. Those were more popular. And so they are offered by brick and mortar banks, have some checking features, and have a little higher interest rates, maybe not as high as a high yield, but definitely higher than a checking account. Money market accounts have been around a long time. And then you have cash management accounts, which is typically the same thing as a money market, but they are offered by brokerages rather than banks. So when I talk about investing, I think the biggest thing I try to emphasize with your, especially Roth IRA, is that when you put money into your account, you must then invest it. Because when you put money into your brokerage account, it sits in a cash management account. It's basically just a money market. But then you have to take the money from your cash management account and invest it into things like index funds. And so that's what we have for short-term savings. Questions? Yeah. Concerns?
It's all good. So, So then beyond that, and again, the short-term savings, we're talking a year, 2 years maybe. Then you move into your medium-term savings, the things that you might want to have access to, you're building up for a goal that's, you know, 3 to 5 years in the future, maybe 2 to 4 years in the future. All of the places that you would store your money for that type of savings goal would pretty much be the same as what Jen just listed out for short term, except you also have the additional option of a CD or certificate of deposit. So the thing with CDs is, yes, you put a certain amount of money in, they usually have higher interest rates, but you typically can't touch it for a specified amount of time. And you can choose that amount of time. Certainly, you've got a couple of years to 5 years to 10 years, you name it. If you did go this route for a medium-term savings goal, then you would want to choose a CD that has a maturation date just before the time frame you hope to withdraw. Meaning you can withdraw at the time you want to withdraw without any penalties. So just keep that in mind. There certainly are some CDs that you can get that are penalty free. You can withdraw penalty free. You're probably going to have a lower interest rate on those though, when you're not going to have the penalty.
The thing about CDs is that they are currently now around the same interest rate as a high yield savings account. They're very comparable and they're restrictive. So I never recommend CDs as a way to save, honestly. And they say that you can maybe save money for a house in a CD. And honestly, the housing market increases at a rate way higher than a CD. So it just doesn't make sense to hold your money in a CD for 2 years versus maybe put a little less down for a house earlier. CDs just no longer make sense to me. Mm-hmm. I'm sure in some cases, somewhere, someone finds them to be useful.
It's like putting your money on freeze. I know, yeah. I can't touch this. They'll penalize me.
Yeah. So I don't particularly like CDs. If I am going for something medium term, and so this is something that we are doing, we are putting off our home, our investment property purchase a little longer because of all the craziness in the housing market. So we did have that money in a high yield savings account. And so we are currently moving it to a conservative fund, a conservative pie at M1 Finance. And so this is more like heavy in bonds. And it's not, I mean, I'm not going to explain all the holdings of the investing. It's M1 makes it super easy. But it's instead of being super aggressive like what we are with our retirement accounts because we have a very long time horizon, this one is conservative because we're going to need it in probably a year or two. And so that's what we're using for medium-term savings. And some people would just say, go out and get a bond. But I don't typically like to hold a lot of bonds outside of a tax-advantaged retirement account. So since this is outside of a tax-advantaged retirement account, it's kind of, it's got some equities in it, but it's got enough bonds to still be conservative. So that's not on here, but that's like what we're doing. And that's not, you know, personalized investment advice, but it's kind of where I'm going instead of CDs, just to get a little bit more than a high-yield savings account, because a high-yield savings account is not beating inflation. It's not keeping up with the housing market. And so this is kind of our way to keep saving and to keep up with the housing market. I mean, inflation's not rising. Well, but the government's inflation is not rising, but other inflation is. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. So speaking of investing, when we go to long-term savings, that's when we want to focus on investing. So with your emergency fund, that's more of a medium like savings goal. You don't know if you're going to need it now or like far away in the future. So high yield savings account for that, for sure. Again, we love Axos Bank right now. We're not partial to any bank, but their high yield savings account is 0.61 APY, no minimum balance. There's a minimum deposit, but after that, no minimum balance, no fees. So frugalfriendspodcast.com/AXOS. And when you sign up, you support the show at no cost. So we love that for a high yield savings account. And then for investment accounts, you have a lot of freedom with choosing your brokerage. So you can choose a 401k if your employer offers it. If you don't like their options inside the 401k, you also have the option of an individual retirement account, which gives you so many more options for brokerages. M1 Finance, which is where I'm keeping our taxable account, also has IRAs, and they're a really great robo-advisor. And then you also have 529 plans, which are tax-advantaged accounts for saving for college. And then also the usage of 529s is actually expanding. So if you're worried, I don't want to save in a 529, I don't know if my kid's going to college, you can still save in there. And I believe by the time our kids go to college, it's going to be widely expanded. So actually we like College Backer. And so they've actually changed their name. It's a 529 kind of tech company. And they've changed their name to Backer because now 529s are expanding beyond just college.
Oh, wow.
You can go to modernfrugality.com/backer. And if you sign up through there, Kai will get $15 in his 529.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
My favorite part about spring cleaning is that post-clean clarity when I'm like, wow, I can finally think clearly. How was I functioning in that mess before? It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan.
If this sounds like the type of spring cleaning your finances need right now, then it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
Plus, you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts.
To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/frugal. That's mintmobile.com/frugal. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/frugal. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I don't love creating my spending plan each month, and it took me a while to find a budgeting app that had simple features but didn't feel and look like a spreadsheet. If that's you too, Monarch's the way to go.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
I like how easy it is to customize my budget and create automatic transaction rules. The transaction widget helps me stay on top of my spending. After using Monarch for several months, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial.
So those are your tax advantaged options for long-term savings. And when we look at long-term savings, we really want to focus on tax advantaged options because taxes are really the biggest fee that you will incur on an investment. So we talk about like 5% and 2% and 1%. Those fees can really eat up your investments, but taxes, I mean, those can take 22, 24% of every dollar. And so even if maybe your 401k has some high fees, if it can take away that tax liability, you could still be making out on top by focusing on these tax-advantaged accounts.
Nice. That's all I got for that one.
Yeah. So let's dive a little bit more into high-yield savings accounts in this article from Business Insider. Because most of the time, for short-term savings and even medium-term savings, high-yield savings accounts really are the best because they're FDIC insured and they protect your money. So let's look at this one. It's by Eric Rosenberg, and he wrote for Business Insider, "I use high-yield savings accounts to earn 200 times more on the money, and I can tell you the best ones have three specific features." That's the whole title. It's a very long title.
It's a very short article, too.
Right?
These three features. So
Most of the article is the title.
We'll give it to you. Yeah, exactly, right? So here's what you want to look for specifically as it relates to high-yield savings accounts. You want to look for good interest rates. Now, listen, an interest rate on a high-yield savings account, they're not going to fluctuate that much. And unfortunately, it is not as good as what it was maybe about a year ago.
Yeah, when this title was written.
Yeah. However, your online banks that offer high-yield accounts, they are better percentage rates than your brick-and-mortar bank. So typically at a brick-and-mortar bank in a savings account, you'll earn maybe 0.01%, while an online high-yield account will get you more. What are we saying now, Jen?
It's right like now about 0.5% is good. Axos is offering 0.61% on balances up to $25,000. So, you know.
Yeah.
So there you go.
If you're listening in the summer of 2021, that's the kind of rate you want to be looking for.
And this does change, obviously, if we had recorded this in December 2019, I mean, we were seeing really great 2% interest rates. Mm-hmm. But if yours, don't high yield savings account hop for this low of an interest rate. It does not matter that much. But if you're signing up for a new one, look for one that has over 0.5% interest rate. So the next point that he makes is there should be no fees for regular use. So no minimum balance fees. There's always going to be some kind of overdraft fee or like bounce check fee or something like that. But there shouldn't be a fee like if you have to or any really obligations to keep the APY, the interest rate. So if you have to keep a certain minimum balance, if you have to deposit a certain amount every month, if you have to jump through any hoops, like be a customer of any place or do anything to keep fee-free or keep your APY, then it's just not worth it. If you don't mm-hmm. think, I mean, obviously, if you think like T-Mobile Money now has a thing where you can get 4% APY if you're a customer. If you're thinking you're going to be a T-Mobile customer the rest of your life, go for it. More power to you. But honestly, we want to look more at the ease of use and the absence of fees. The only hoop I want to be able to jump through is that I have to maybe sign up for e-statements instead of paper statements. That's really the only obligation
I want. To click one button.
So yeah. That's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. Number three on here. Third and final is you should be able to make easy transfers to and from linked accounts. Again, we're talking short-term, medium-term savings. We're going to be in and out of this account fairly regularly. Hopefully not as much as your checking account, but you want it to be a breeze to be able to deposit money, take money out. So you want to look for something that allows you to link to an external account. Not again, linking back to number two, those no charges and easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Click of a button.
Yeah. So make sure it's easy, it's fee free, and it has a moderate high yield. I hope that one day yields will go back up. But if you're looking for interest, then you want to go to a investment account like a M1 taxable brokerage or your retirement account. This is not something where we are looking to even get ahead of inflation, honestly. You're not going to keep up with inflation in a high-yield account. This is really just something. High-yield accounts are most likely to not have the fees, and so that's what we really like. And they're more tend to be at more ethical banks, which is also something we like. Credit unions, if they offered stuff like this, we would recommend those just as highly. So to me, the interest is of less importance. It's number three for me versus number one, but it's still a bank that offers a higher yield, I think, maybe cares about its people more. Mm-hmm. That's not proven. That's just my mindset. So I don't know.
It could be true.
Yeah.
And again, if you're thinking, oh, I should put my money into a high yield savings account, again, we're really liking Axos Bank. It meets all of these requirements that we just talked about with the 0.61% APY, again, currently as we record this on the precipice of summer 2021. And if you open an account with Axos at frugalfriendspodcast.com/AXOS, then you support us, your friends, Jen and Jill.
Yeah. You know, another way you can support us.
Through the best time of the week.
Sending us the bill of the week.
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the bill of the week.
Hey ladies, love your podcast. I wanted to submit a bill of the week. But first I wanted to say that I once remember you saying that it can be hard to distinguish whose voice is whose. And I have a way to do that. I think of your name as Jen and Jill. So then I think of Jack and Jill. So then I think of a more modern day version of Jack and Jill where Jack is more feminine and Jill is more manly. So then I think Jen's voice is a little more feminine and Jill's voice is, shall we say, a little more husky. Hope you're not offended by that, Jill. Think you're great for being so much younger than Jen. You're just as wise. Oh, and for the bill of the week, I was decluttering after listening to some of your podcasts and decided to have a yard sale, made $350. And the very next week, I had to get a plumber out to do some work on my septic tank. And lo and behold, he charged me $350. So I was able to sell a lot of junk and make $350 that I wasn't expecting and then pay the plumber without breaking a sweat because, you know, it was a win-win situation. And it was all thanks to your podcast. So thank you very much. Keep up the great work. And bye, Jen. And bye, Joe.
I had to just take a break for a second. I had to go.
You were.
And, like, and come back.
Over your chair with laughter. Mm-hmm.
I doubled over, I think is the term. I could not have been more thrilled for that. Analysis.
No, not offended. I prefer that you think my voice is more husky than Valley Girl. Like, right? Anything is better than Valley Girl.
I think that we have the most anti Valley Girl voices. But
it's always a topic of conversation, yeah. So we can't steer clear of it. And I will say there was a time when I was at home, you know, when home phones existed, and I answered. I was probably in high school. It was my grandfather on the other end, who I didn't hear that often. And he said he thought I was my brother. He's like, oh, hey there, Andrew. Boy, your voice is getting deep. How big are your feet these days? What shoe size are you wearing? I'm like, what? What a weird exchange, Grandpa. Your voice is deep. What shoe size are you wearing? This is Jill. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. And congrats. On your bill, too. I don't mean to
overshadow your bill.
Honestly, I wasn't great here for the bill. I had to leave.
Well done saving money on home maintenance. You have entertained us.
Oh, I can't wait to see how the next bill stacks up.
Hi, Frugal Friends. This is Hannah calling from Oklahoma City. My bill of the week is celebrating my husband, Micah. Micah is very easygoing. He is very laid back, go with the flow. That's why I fell in love with him. But those character traits often fall into other categories, like managing our finances. So I just wanted to celebrate my husband because he took time to be intentional and he researched a better car insurance option for us. And he did all the paperwork that we needed to switch car insurance companies. And now we are saving about $77 per month on car insurance. So that is a bill that I am very excited to see come out of my account, because every time it comes out, it reminds me that we're saving money and that my laid-back, easygoing husband also is very intentional and on board with our finances. So thanks, Frugal Friends. Love your podcast. Keep it up.
Hannah, yes. Oh, what a great gift for Micah to give you. Oh my gosh.
Hannah, what a steep saving. $77 a month is nothing to sneeze at. That is one of my least favorite tasks, is once I have something secured, just completely upsetting the basket to try to get a better rate. It's so good when I can carve out time to do it. You are inspiring me, or your husband is inspiring me. Well done. Thanks for sharing. Great savings. And so thrilled that he cared for you and valued you both in this way.
Absolutely. If you want to submit your bill of the week, whether it is an analysis of our voices, a bill that you saved, or a bill that your husband saved for you, please, please visit frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. I can't even focus anymore. I can't focus anymore.
From the moment I was called husky.
I don't love creating my spending plan each month, and it took me a while to find a budgeting app that had simple features but didn't feel and look like a spreadsheet. If that's you too, Monarch's the way to go.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
I like how easy it is to customize my budget and create automatic transaction rules. The transaction widget helps me stay on top of my spending. After using Monarch for several months, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards, a free flight, a room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
And now it's time for the lightning round.
All right, so we're going to talk about where we save our money. Let's get real and raw and vulnerable. Where is your money, Jill? What is the account number? What is the routing number?
What's your social?
Let's tell us.
Okay. So
I have a pencil.
Can I still say I moved less than a year ago? So, you know, take all of this into consideration. So we just moved out of state. I do still have some of my money in a brick and mortar bank back in Pennsylvania. But I could do so much online that I still utilize it. I will say I keep it because it was a local bank and they didn't have any fees. I'm able to have a lot of different accounts with no fees. And I really like being able to see different buckets of money, like rather having it all in one place and then keeping a separate tally of how much I've allotted to different places. This has allowed me to have like a lot of little accounts, and I've not been able to find that anywhere else where I can also like easily access my money. Mm-hmm. So I know I need to get it out. I'm working on it. So I've got a brick and mortar bank back in PA. I also have an account with Chase where I've got a checking and a savings and my credit card and my mortgage through them. So that's convenient. So I do have checking and savings accounts, and I have it separated. For me, that helps. So I've got a savings account. Then because, well, thankfully, I've moved into employee status, but Eric is still a subcontractor kind of technically owns his own business. So we have to pay taxes. Like they don't get taken out of his paycheck. So I keep a separate tax account. Checking account, sinking funds, emergency funds. I kind of keep it all separate, and that just helps me visually. But my goal, after having talked with you so much, Jen, and doing this episode, is to move that tax account and savings account into a high yield savings account. I think that would help me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, frugalfriends.com/AXOS.
That's what I'm doing.
That's good. And I'm not against like brick and mortar for the sake of brick and mortar. I love credit unions and those are brick and mortar. But I just hate big banks and how manipulative they are. And they invest in a lot of things that I would rather not put my money in.
Mm.
So that is why our mortgage was with Wells Fargo and we moved it to a credit union. We could have gotten a little bit lower of a rate, maybe moving it to another bank, but negligible. And we really wanted that to go into the community versus to a bank. So that's
that's a helpful consideration with this topic. Yeah.
Right. If you were considering refinancing, we didn't know what we were doing when we got our mortgage. So we just did whatever they told us.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, I kind of came to my senses shortly after. But so that was important to me. And we do our regular checking and saving at a credit union, and our savings are at high yield savings accounts. We have multiple for different reasons. One is my old business account that I moved to an actual business account because my accountant was like, you know, that's not separate from your personal finances. And it really should be. So now I have business accounts, high yield savings accounts. But what I actually, from doing this episode, was motivated to do, kept accountable. I've been saying for so long that I'm going to move our money from our high yield savings account to the brokerage, to the investments at M1. And now that we know that we're not going to be getting any rental real estate this year, I have started that process.
Yes.
And I'm doing it over kind of 6 transactions, and it should be well on its way by now.
That's exciting.
Yeah, well, into a conservative, their general investing conservative pie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not keeping up with the local real estate market rise, but it is beating inflation, and that is the goal. Is just to beat inflation. It's mostly bonds with some equities. So that is where we are keeping our money.
Well done. Thank you. If you all want to tell us where you're keeping your money, go to Frugal Friends Facebook group community.
Frugal Friends community.
Talk about a mouthful. Frugal Friends community group on Facebook. We love to chat about this stuff.
Or just send me your routing number and your account info via email.
Yes.
Thanks so much. Please don't do that.
No. Don't actually do that.
Please don't do that.
It's too much responsibility.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And thank you also for your kind reviews. There are so many of you being kind. For every one of you that's unkind, there's like 500 of you that are kind. So that's great.
And we don't think any of you listening are unkind because we just assume they don't listen anymore.
Yeah, they've dropped off by the time we get to this point. Okay. This one's from Widgeon 537190. One of my favorite pods, happens to be 5 stars. Thanks, Widgeon. Lots of good info in each podcast. They'll take articles and give you the high points. I learned that you can negotiate bills or use bill cutters with a Z, buy food in season to save money, take used cars to a mechanic before you buy, and that you can save money at pawn shops by negotiating and paying cash. Also inspired me to finally get rid of most of the crap in my house, including the 80% of clothes I never wear. Have made some nice profits on Facebook Marketplace.
Yes, changing lives.
I love this review for so many reasons. Yes. I mean, I definitely love it for its 5 stars. That is the maximum amount of stars that I want, and that makes me happy. But also, I love all the tips, that the very tangible, this is what you've taken away from the podcast and the way that it's actually improved your situation. So glad to hear that.
Yes, thank you so much for letting us know. We also want to thank our friends who share these episodes on social media. So when you share the latest episode and tag us on Facebook or Instagram, we're going to add you to our monthly drawing. For every 5 tags and reviews we get each month, we are giving away a copy of the Frugal Friends workbook.
So keep leaving us those reviews, those if they happen to be 5 stars, that's great, on iTunes or Stitcher. Send us a screenshot of that review to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. That enters you into that drawing. And don't forget to tag us on social.
And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni.
And next week, registration opens for the Future of Frugal Summit.
Gonna have a summit. Gonna be online. Gonna be free. Gonna be the best time.
Yes, what a great song.
Yes, the future of frugal is bright, Jen.
I love that. We're going to talk really about it. Husky voice that you sang that in. Let's talk about some of the highlights with the summit, just to get everybody listening amped.
Yes.
So we have the $500 cash giveaway from our sponsor Cube Money.
Ugh, cannot get over that.
Yes.
Can I win it?
Absolutely not. We have several annual memberships to our upcoming Accountability and Social Club.
Oh, that needs a whole other episode.
And that will have a whole other episode.
And of itself. Sure. This other thing that is so needed. I was realizing this, and I get it. We'll probably talk about this in the other episode when we talk about this. These topics, right? This thought of what is the best place to be putting my money that I'm saving up for. I just wouldn't think about this if it weren't for a community or people asking the questions or giving guidance and support. And again, we all have to make our own decisions. But so many of the wise decisions I've been able to make with my finances is because of community. It's like, where else do you go? And I, at least for me, it's not as if I've got a close-knit community right around me physically that is giving me all these tips. Like, I would imagine I'm probably pretty similar in that way. Like, you have to go outside of yourself for that. And just how crucial and integral this has been for me. And then as we read reviews and engage with people online, how important that is. And so just elevating that platform and making that more accessible, giving more content to people, I'm really excited about that. It's the natural next step for us. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to bring so much value to people.
Yeah. I mean, the words you just said right there, that's why I don't do one-on-one like financial coaching, because I believe the power of community and not know, like, You don't know what you don't know. I don't know what you don't know. But somebody else may not know something and they ask a question. And then you know what you don't know. And everybody gets the answer they need in one shot. And so, yeah. I've loved group coaching. And so I just think, yeah, this is a natural next step for us to take. And I'm really excited to kind of dive deeper into that later. But we are also going to have a game running throughout summit. And so it is a bingo card that is going to run throughout the summit. And you can fill it in for your chance to win certain prizes. And that is going to culminate on the very last day. And they're going to be themed like the Olympics, because it butts up right to the Olympics. The opening ceremonies are the day after our closing ceremonies, so to speak. So it's going to be a little Olympics themed for that.
So thrilled.
About that. And you're going to get to actually interact potentially if you want to with other attendees and join like a little team. So it's going to be like a team game if you want. You can totally play on your own too. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's just going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be live happy hours every night
Nightly.
At 8 p.m. Eastern for 4 nights. And yeah, and goodie bags. Every registrant will get a goodie bag, a virtual goodie bag. And there's just more.
Free stuff.
Free
tons
stuff.
Of content. It's just free.
Yeah. So we are...
free with an opportunity to win $500. I mean, our community is excited about $5, I'm sure. Heck, I get excited about pennies on the ground. You want to talk $500? That's a bit of a game changer. You can do a lot with $500.
Jill over here is going to try and change your name and enter.
Yes. I can finally get that water feature for Eric.
You will know if we find a water feature in your house. I'm gonna take a picture and
yes,
that's gonna be my bill
of
the week.
Weasel your way into that cube giveaway. Looking forward to it.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.